Welcome to Coochie Conversations, where we give you the real on all things women's health, spirituality, and motherhood. Empowering women to have sovereignty over themselves, we shine light on the disparities that women face daily as divine feminine beings. So steep your favorite tea, roll up your favorite smoke blend, and tune into this week's episode of Coochie Conversations. Peace, y'all. This is your girl, Bianca Pittman, a.k.a. Divine Mother, your Coochie Shiro, giving you a fresh Coochie Conversations episode. As we close out of being in Black Breastfeeding Awareness Week, I wanted to come on here today and share with you all my breastfeeding journey as I approach 1 month postpartum.
Woo! 1 month, girl.
1 month. Time is kind of flying. Like, first off, I missed recording, you know, I guess, you know, spirit kind of just made me sit down for a little bit because we was having some technical issues out of nowhere.
Yeah, everything was
really weird. And I just kind of took that as a message, like, all right, you need to not worry about your podcast right now. Worry about recovering and, you know, your baby.
And setting a pace for yourself, you know, like setting a pace with production, of products and milk, and you
kind of get in the swing of things, you know, getting acclimated to the mommypreneur life and the breastfeeding life and the partnership with the baby life. Like,
girl, it's a load.
Everything life right now. So, I am, yes, 1 month postpartum as of September 4th. It's August 31st right now.
Oh my God.
And I wanted to, you know, shine light on Black Breastfeeding Week. Now that I'm in this mommy energy, I'm learning about so many other weeks that are celebrated. So Black Breastfeeding Week is from August 24th to August 31st. And basically, it shines light on the disparities that Black women face in regards to breastfeeding. So I don't know if you've noticed, but I know a lot more Black women who give formula than breastfeed.
Yeah.
And I think it was more so accepted back in the day, like, you know, like like my mom, she's like, oh, I formula fed all of you guys, and I'm like,
yeah,
you know, I don't think it was like a normal thing, especially for Black women. And I think it's more so because we don't have the support of information.
Absolutely.
So this says Black women have lowest breastfeeding initiation rate of all racial groups at 69%. For white women, that stands at 85%. Just 44% of Black women are still breastfeeding at 6 months, compared to 62% of white women and 57% of women overall. And Black mothers experience a disproportionate amount of barriers to breastfeeding, including knowledge about breastfeeding, lack of support from family and friends, insufficient education and support in healthcare settings, and concerns about balancing breastfeeding and employment. Yeah, so like, I've learned so much just on this little breastfeeding journey that I'm having. For me, I wasn't producing a lot of milk when I first given birth to Seven. I didn't know that it takes everybody a different amount of time. I was under the impression that, like, you know, your milk, because I know your milk starts producing in your 13th week of like pregnancy. So, but I didn't understand. I didn't know that the letdown process was different for everybody. I thought it was only different if you had a C-section because it wasn't natural.
Yeah.
So for me, it took about 3 weeks. So I've only been producing milk for like a few days. And I've only been producing enough milk to even just feed him. So I say I've been producing milk for a week. I've only been producing milk enough to feed him for like 2 or 3 days now.
Mm-hmm.
So in the beginning, I didn't realize how important it was that you have to stay hydrated.
Yes.
So I wasn't drinking a lot of fluids because when he tore me, it burned so bad when I peed that I wasn't drinking anything because I wasn't trying to go pee. So that was a good 3 or 4 days of that, of me really trying not to drink much. And I know that probably, affected my milk supply. But going forward, I've been staying hydrated. I've been drinking like mommy's milk and doing teas and tinctures, mommy bars and things. And I have seen a difference. The first time I've ever saw any type of milk come out of my breast was when I tried to drink the beer, which really did help. So I
It's that
probably
rice and barley combo, but I'm just grateful that you have the support, of your partner and the collective. And it was so on time that our last episode with Janice, because like
Yes,
when she
exactly.
pumped you up, she was like, regular milk, titty milk, feed your baby. And I think that's like, shout out to Janice, like, and the chocolate milk cafe. But it's just like
Yes.
it's just the sim the it's just that sense of advocacy she has, that authoritative advocacy.
So,
She's
yeah, and
like,
it
you are
was really
enough.
right on time because, like I was very adamant about wanting to breastfeed 7. And like I said, I had this beautiful pregnancy and this beautiful birth. And this is just my challenge. And I didn't think that I was going to have the challenge. It's like, oh, I got the herbs, I got the teas, I got this, I got that. And it's like, no, you're going to figure it out. But this is going to be, your area of challenges. So I just had to know that it's very important that we give ourselves grace. I was thankful, even though I'm against the formula, I was thankful to even just have it here because I didn't buy it.
That
Like
was right on time.
it came in the mail. So yeah, I just grateful to be able to feed my baby, period.
Yes, and
And
he's growing and he's healthy. He's so beautiful.
right. Thank you. And like I said, I have a lot of reverence for women who breastfeed. It's definitely like a labor of love. It's definitely taxing on you mentally when you can't produce enough milk to potentially feed your baby. Sunday and Monday were the 2 days that I've ever tried to just do strictly breast milk and no formula. Monday, I didn't have any formula in the house, and I just felt more comfortable with just having the backup,
Yeah, just in
Definitely
case.
trusting my body and seeing a difference, but also understanding that, I have to give him a little more milk now. So it's like,
Bianca, you were eating two Philly cheesesteaks the week
oh
before
my
she
God.
was.
Yeah, and then my like appetite is just not the same. Like I had a Philly cheesesteak the other day and it was not hitting the same. And I was just like, what the hell is going on? So like that part too, like trying to make sure I have enough energy because I'm used to wanting to eat everything and now I'm like eating once or twice a day, and I'm like, no, that's not.
Yeah, I think this is the protein snacks are the things that, and that's the beautiful thing about knowing your body so well, is that you're picking up on what your body needs or what your body responds, even in its
Right.
changes. So, like, please, ladies, remember autonomy, 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 like
Yes.
getting that understanding. And I think this is why your journey has been how it's been. And of course, the challenge is going to give a little texture, a little seasoning to it, because how
Right.
else do you become an expert? Because spirit wants you to go through it so you could teach us. So, your journey with, your journey with your reproductive system, and making you an expert in that. And then, like, I almost respectfully, I was expecting a challenge, and I was prepared to support you in a challenge because that's how you learn. And
Right.
I was just ready. I was ready for everything. Like, what are we gonna do this time? What are we go like which direction are we going? Are we going this way? Is it sales? Is it media? What which way are we learning this season?
Right.
And I just want to give you so much praise because you handle everything with so much grace, like even the challenges. And I feel like we're kind of psycho because we know each other so well. In the shittiest of moments, we're like, yeah, let's breathe through it. This is crazy.
Yeah, you just gotta flow and not force. And like I said, I could be super hard on myself right now, but it's like,
Give yourself grace, man.
yeah, me being hard on myself is not gonna help me produce any more milk. So
And also, I think that what we didn't miss it. We spoke about it, but I think now you can expound on the mental aspect of just being aware. aware of what's leaking, aware of what's engorging, aware of timing, aware of sleep patterns, like
Yeah,
having
like I'm learning
those.
so much in this mommy life, this mommypreneur life, like learning about the sleep patterns, how much milk he needs at certain times, even learning that the milk, even learning that the milk tastes different at different times of the day. Hold on. You send your partners to the store and they always gotta text you. Is this right? Is this right?
I was gonna bring up your partner because I do have a personal question that we want to ask the people. I saw an article about a woman breastfeeding her partner. I want to ask you, how is Ricky like in the
So Ricky
Because you
has
reposted the
been,
article, and I know.
yes, I reposted it from him. That's how I posted it because it was on his page. So the whole time pregnant or whatever, like Ricky was looking forward to seeing milk, and most women start getting like colostrum and stuff like at 37 weeks, and I still didn't. So he's like, "When are you gonna have some milk?" Like when, and I'm like, "I don't know." So now that the milk is coming, like he's excited about it, but he hasn't really. He's like, "I can't take from my son."
You
Like
know
that's what he said today. I was like, "Baby, you want some breast milk?" He was like, "I can't take from my."
there are moments in sparsity and that I know that you and your partner are meant to be, and I can't take from my son regardless of titty milk. That's it for me. Yeah. That's your mate. That's your mate. He said, "I'm not gonna go with a bowl under your titty right now." Suddenly,
Been eating cereal, so I'm like, oh, so you trying to
and it's warm when it come out. It's not even like cool down.
right. So I also noticed too, like giving him warm milk versus cold milk, like he sleeps longer when I give him warm milk, I feel like.
He's gentle on the stomach.
Yeah.
So I love that you've taken care of yourself to a place where the baby can try out different milks. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know a lot of people, they have like digestive issues or like, gestational issues, to where when the baby comes out, they're hypersensitive because of the care of the mom in utero. So I'm excited that you were able to find your groove and what's the recipe for the formula? Like
Yeah,
what
I tried. I mean, like I don't claim any type of title as far as my diet goes. I don't know what I want, what my body wants, but I do try and have a balanced diet, and just intentional about what I'm putting in my body,
And that's a key factor too. So
for
I'm
him especially.
a key factor. I'm looking forward to us breaking down what you put in that amazing kale salad on your Patreon. That'll do it.
That salad be
It's a good
busting.
cruci it's cruciferous and it's the dressing for me. Like, and it's not even a dressing. Is it a squeezed lemon? Like what it like you give it like a little.
Because even one of my friends asked me, I brought it to, I think maybe it was Easter dinner or whatever, and she was like, "What? How'd you do that dressing?" And I was like, "It's not really. I mean, I use oil and vinegar."
Save it for the Patreon, girl. They have to pay for this because I want parts two, and I'm gonna be listening. As soon as you send me that code, I'm gonna
My
be
mom was like, "Well, how'd you make come up with this salad? Like, what made you put this and this and this together?" I'm like, "I
and
don't."
maybe the seeds is the crunch and the. I want the salad now. I just had a piece of fried chicken. So bad, like.
Speaking of salad, that's funny because I just sent Ricky to the supermarket. I want to make a Asian sesame salad. I never did it before, but I want to try it.
Okay, content. Make sure you record
Yeah.
with the cute holographic tools in your kitchen.
I gotta get some new pots and pans.
We're manifesting an upgrade on everything in our lives this season, especially
Yeah,
this full moon.
under this Pisces moon. I hope you guys enjoyed our Pisces newsletter.
It was good. It made me go outside. I read it and I felt so convicted. I'm like, I didn't stare at the moon today. Like, I was like, and it was like 9:30 when it came out, well, my time, and we had just got off of Talia L'Oreal's live, and she was like so like intentional about making sure we knew. So like your email was the perfect echo to like what I already like received, and I was like, I was finally ready to go see it myself. I was like, I'm going to the beach. Like, I'm just gonna go sleep live. And like
See,
she,
I love the feedback. I love when I get the email sent back to me, like, oh my God, I love this email, this and that. And if you do get our emails, you probably notice that we're just giving you a forecast of what's going on cosmically. But if you want to tap into the rituals, the meditations, the baths, all that good
and
stuff, the
recipes, we
journal
got good
prompts, recipes, you can tap into our Patreon. We have different tiers for different things.
Yeah, we have everything for everybody needs. Maybe you just want to know more about herbology, or you want to know more about tinctures, or you want to know about practical magic, in today's modern society. I think there's something for everybody at every tier. And it's all content and it's all relative because you have so many sides and facets to your being,
Yes, that's why it's called Be You Beauty, because I incorporate a lot of me and my brand, and I'm very multifaceted. So you just never know. It's like, being a Sagittarius, being a mutable sign, you just never know what you, it's like a chameleon. You just don't know, right?
Yeah, girl.
So,
But I love it. I love it here. I love it. I love it. Yeah, shout out to all the manifestations of creations happening this new moon. I hope you manifest the life of your dreams under this not new Pisces moon.
yes, all of
Pisces are
this.
dreamers, Pisces are
Yes.
The Lulu ones of the zodiac that is living in the clouds. So,
And
very.
the Virgos are very practical. They're the opposite sign of the sister sign of Pisces. So
They're
it's
so
like,
practical.
what physical things are you doing to bring your dreams to life?
I love a Virgo because they're just so intentional.
Sometimes the Virgos be Virgo, and I'd be having to like, they could be, I think Virgos are very acquired taste. I love them, but they're an acquired
They're
taste.
an acquired taste for sure, but I will say life is so much textured with them. Sam is my favorite Virgo. Next to my nigga, Sam is my favorite Virgo. She is the crazy to my calm. My yeah, and it's so funny. It's so funny because I'm crazy and calm, but she make like I'm the chill one.
I see
I she makes me look cool. Like she.
that.
She make
Crazy.
me look like I got it together, and she's like, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. That's a recipe. I made it in my mind. I'm like, and I look
Oh
all
my
structured.
gosh, shut
I look so
up.
structured next to her.
Shut up.
I love that for her. No, for real, because the way I said it, you see it, right? Because this is it. Just that's our dynamic. I love a Virgo. My nigga's a Virgo too, so he makes me look so calculated.
Yeah, the Taurus Virgo energy is real.
It's palpable.
Oh, look, Chocolate Milk Cafe is on this page, on his website too. Oh, so should we leave some resources for Black
Yes,
recipes?
yes,
Yeah,
yes.
so
Yeah, we're gonna
let's
leave
leave some
some.
resources in the comment. I mean, in the description.
We're
They have the
leaving.
Black.
We're linked to Patreon. We're linking the Chocolate Milk Cafe.
Yeah, so they have Black Mothers Breastfeeding Association, African American Breastfeeding Network, Black Women Do Breastfeed, Reaching Our Sisters Everywhere, Milky Mama, Breastfeeding Support Group for Black Moms, Black Pumping Mamas, Black Breastfeeding Mamas Circle Group, and Chocolate Milk Cafe.
I love that she got on that portal. I think it's so important that
Yeah, so.
shout out to Janice once again. That's my girl.
Yes, that's our in-house lactation consultant.
Oh, my Jamaican voice. My girl.
It def she definitely, came into my life on time.
I love that episode so much. And she gave us so much insight about just freeing our minds of the stigmas. Like, you were really, really penchant on just breastfeeding. And I think that the bigger conversation is that there are other ways to nurture your baby, and you know the ways. There's no like statistical research that can prepare you, but with the information and the full spectrum of information, you can make an informed decision. And I think that's the purpose of her whole coalition of advocacy, is that here are all the practical options, make the best choice and make choices that you'll be proud of, because you're nurturing your baby after all.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still very adamant about still wanting to just be able to at some point give him straight breast milk, but I'm also very much grateful that I have access to formula to feed my baby.
Right.
So like I said, it's definitely a labor of love, and if you breastfed for one day, 1 hour, or 2 years, still give yourself a pat on the back, give
Yes,
yourself
you did it.
grace. And you still did it, because some breast milk is better than no breast milk. And I don't know what I'm gonna do when he start getting teeth, because right now it's already like doesn't feel the best. So when he get teeth, I don't know what's gonna happen.
I do know this, all this information just opened my mind up to like another side of motherhood that I didn't experience. I was in survival mode most of the time. I was 21 years old. So, we'll see what spirit has for me, now that I know more, and that, we'll see. We'll
Yeah,
see.
we'll see. 'Cause I didn't think I'd be here right now. So,
I don't ever think I'll ever be pregnant again, but I think that, has a
and
funny
it's
way of
beautiful.
putting things together, because he knows, like, they know what God knows what I need. I just need like something I never had. So,
I needed this little boy.
And he's so blessed to have you as his mom. Like, I think it's so lit that he has you as a mom, because he gets to learn from you and drink from your cup, per se. And he has a dad that he has that's like, so well-rounded and so like knowledgeable. It's like the perfect balance.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, yes, I hope that you all enjoyed this episode of Coochie Conversations. Shout out to Black Breastfeeding Awareness Week. August is also just Breastfeeding Awareness Month. So, shout out to just every mom who's breastfed or even doesn't,
Yeah,
like
or even
chest
intend
fed.
to breastfeed, or they don't even make a decision yet. They're just still learning the fact, because my sister is
Right.
carrying as well. Her due date is quickly approaching. I'm gonna have to like download the checklist for her, because she has baby brain. But we're gonna definitely send her the resources, and every expecting mom or a mom of a small baby, because you want to make sure that you have the educated like research.
Yeah, and like, we will leave Janice's information in the description. You guys get 10% off, I think, when you guys use a discount code. So, if you are pregnant or know someone who's pregnant, you want to gift them something, this would be a nice gift as a consultation for a new mom or expecting mom.
That's
So.
a great idea. That's probably actually a good gift that I can give my sister, because I've been like, just seeing where I can fit in and seeing what I can buy. And like, I haven't bought anything for any baby. I've just been like, I don't know what the parents, let me figure out. And like, whatever they don't have is like, I'll figure it out. I mean, I wish I could cook you meals every day. That is my heart's desire.
I wish you could too.
I know. I wish I could just, relocate to the West Coast and feed you and my nephew every day.
That would
But
be awesome.
I know, but I have a high schooler, and it's all hands on deck this season. We going into ninth grade next week too.
I know you could if you would, if you could. I mean,
You, girl, if you don't know nothing, I could. If I could, I would.
you would.
Okay. If you don't know nothing, you better know that if I could, I would. And if it was possible, I could. But yes, I'm so excited for the resources we're leaving people. Please comment, chat back. We're on Facebook. We'll open an open forum to communicate. You can always follow us on Instagram, BU Beauty Official. Bianca does have an Instagram behind the healer, but that's where the tea is. And I'm sure you don't want the tea, you just want the facts. And I'll be somewhere in there. If you're smart, you'll find me. I'm not doing
See you guys next week.
Yes, bye. Thank you.